Hey guys, welcome back to The Glam Chemist with your host Genesis Velasquez, and this week we have an awesome guest that was super generous with her time and really open and candid with us, and it's greatly appreciated. I get the opportunity to chat with Esther Olu, also known as the Melanin Chemist. She's an R&D formulation chemist that works in the creative spaces of skincare and haircare and cosmetics and all the beautiful things that we work on regularly. She talks a little bit about her experience in this industry, what it's like to be an influencer in this space, and sometimes the shitty things that happen. So, without giving too much away, I just wanted to give you guys a proper intro to Esther. Thank you guys for listening. I really hope you enjoy the episode.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me. I know we've been chatting a little bit about your experience and how much work you've done in the cosmetic science industry, but it would be great for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you. And for those listeners, if you want to know more about Esther, definitely reach out to her via the Melanin Chemist online. So can you tell me a little bit about how you fell into the beauty industry? And
I wasn't like officially in the industry up until, I would say it was part of like when I was an undergrad. So I was at the time double majoring in general chemistry and media and cultural studies. So I was doing a BS and a BA. Part of my undergrad, I wanted to study abroad, and because I was like I was broke, like, you know, I did not have any money. I wanted to save money so I can go study abroad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of Nature Republic. It's a Korean skincare brand. That was my first, introduction to the beauty industry. So before that, I didn't really know how to do makeup. I wasn't like super into skincare. But I got a job there through one of my friends. And that was like when I started like doing like skin consulting. So I had to learn about all the sheet masks, what kind of benefits that these ingredients provide, the whole thing.
It's just funny that you say that, because I think a lot of my conversations with chemists through this podcast is like, I didn't really start with an idea of what beauty was, or I didn't know that there was an industry or a space for cosmetic chemists. And then I kind of fell into it. So it's like the typical story of like, this is a job that exists, but like, we really don't think about who actually does it.
Yeah, that's exactly pretty much what happened to me. So I started like with doing like a skin consultant. I left to go study abroad. When I came back to the U.S., so I was doing the last parts of my chemistry degree. And I think one of the last courses was, it was advanced organic chemistry. So that course involved doing a lot of retrosynthesis. So trying to figure out what the starting material was. And, you know, talking to my classmates, I was curious, you know, like, what do they plan to do, you know, after they graduated? A lot of them are like pharmacy, which is like the typical field to go into, you know, after with a chemistry degree. I was like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do chemistry. I don't want to do the medicine. I want to do something else, like something non-traditional. And because towards my senior year, I was already, you know, kind of getting a feel for like makeup and skincare. I was like, okay, well, obviously if everything has to be made in some way, you know what I mean? So how is makeup and skincare made? Which like made me curious. So I'm pretty sure you've heard of Carrie Romanowski. I just started looking up cosmetic chemistry, like what it is. And the more that I watched Perry's stuff, or even just found like YouTube videos about cosmetic chemists and all that stuff, I was like, I'm so interested by this and I want to learn more. And because I didn't do like any like undergrad research or anything like that, I kind of felt like I didn't have a foot in the door to the industry to get in. Yeah. So I went straight to my master's because I was like, this will kind of give me the background that I need while I'm trying to find like a lab tech or some type of job to get into fully immerse in the industry.
Yeah. That's how I got started. So it's funny that like you say, you know, you kind of fell into it and just found your happy place in this space. But what made you start to share your experience on Instagram, and how did you find this community of other chemists? I definitely am super excited when I see a post with tons of education on things that I think consumers think that they know really well, but like as a person in R&D, it's like, finally someone said it. Like, yeah. Thank God someone posted about it.
Okay. I'm trying to think. This was actually during my master's program. So I think I was following a couple of side commerce at the time before I even got started. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember like what it was that inspired me, but I was enjoying my master's so damn much. I was like, I really like what I'm learning. I want to share it with people. You know, I love this field. And I just feel like the more information I was seeing online that wasn't like, that was like pretty much misinformation. I was like, you know, there's so much to learn about this field that people really don't know about and are kind of curious about, at least with skincare. Not many people are like really, really fully interested in like makeup formulation. I was like, why not just share it? You know, why not help people out, you know, to talk about these, I want to say gray areas, but like to fully talk about, you know, what's going on in the industry, all like the marketing claims, how to decipher them and whatnot. So I was talking to my best friend. So he helps me design my posts for the most part. I kind of like ran it by him and he was like super supportive of the idea. And that's really just how we got started. This happened in November. It was a couple of years ago. I don't remember, but I didn't fully like post until like 2020 of May. Mm-hmm. So it was like in the works for a minute. And then, I just started and I really, really enjoyed it. And I don't know how, you know, I blew up over time. It blew up really fast, but it kind of just happened. Things just happened so fast.
Yeah, part of it. I think that you created a cool space that I myself was able to find and a lot of other like-minded folks were able to find. There really isn't a space. No one really, someone with the name The Melanin Chemist, like that in and of itself is so inclusive because there are so many of us, but then also so few of us in the space. And that's what I found was best for me. One, it was like the educational portion of like, okay, great. This is really useful information for both myself and R&D, but also when I present to clients, like, hey, you know, there's validity in the statement I'm saying because other chemists are also saying it. But then there's also just the fact that it's more inclusive and I've been able to find so many other like-minded kind of women in chemistry through your Instagram and like, you know, through your resources. So I appreciate you for having that platform because I feel like I've been able to find other folks that I can actually talk to and, you know, speak in like a very nerdy way, but also talk about like, hey, this is what's going on in our space. Like, have you had this similar experience? Feeling the inclusivity, but also having the resources of information that I myself may have not known. Like I'm a chemist. I'm a chemist first and I'm a cosmetic scientist second. I haven't gone for graduate school because of my undergraduate experience. So I'm still like teeter-tottering between like going into full formulation or, you know, doing what I'm doing now. So I just wanted to say that your resource is really helpful and it's been really great to meet other folks in the industry through your Instagram, because that's exactly how I feel like I've connected with folks is like, oh my God, we're all being very supportive of each other as people open up new labs, as people, you know, go on to new projects. I feel like everyone's super supportive and it's all kind of around your like community, the community that you built on Instagram, which is really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. Good job, by the way. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. You started a whole thing.
Hey listeners. Thanks for joining us at The Glam Chemist. I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Esther Olu, the creative mind behind The Melanin Chemist. I just wanted to take a quick break and tell you a little word from our sponsor, Anchor. Now back to our conversation with Esther.
So with that being said, seeing that you have a significant amount of followers, you know, your content and also, you know, anything that you post on Twitter as well, I don't want to say the story for you and I don't know how much you want to share, but we'll say for the listeners, you are quite popular in the cosmetic science community. And in my opinion, you're regarded as someone who has good information to share. And I was very excited to see your post where you were promoting other cosmetic chemists of color. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. There's 5 or 6 of us that like do this and I can reach out to them specifically. And there's like a nice little forum where you can just go and find their contact information.
So I'm gonna preface this because it's actually really interesting because this person, mm-hmm. I don't remember how long we've been following each other on Twitter, but we were following each other for like a cool minute. I want to say it's been like a couple months where I'd say something mm-hmm. and then they'd kind of like insert themselves and it has nothing to do with them. So it wasn't that like I was surprised that this happened in particular. Mm-hmm. It was more, I didn't expect it to happen when it had nothing to like do with this person, if that makes sense.
Like it makes sense. Everything you're saying makes sense because honestly, we're all there watching it happen. And most of the folks that listen to The Glam Chemist were the ones in the thread responding like, ma'am, you know, ma'am, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. We need you to apologize. Please stop. Yeah. Please stop text. Please stop tweeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. So they've have done this several times where like I said, I would be saying something and then they would reply, either saying exactly what I said or just pretty much answering themselves. So, I was actually talking to my friend, Star. We kind of noticed that she would do this a couple of times, but I never really like kind of spoke up against it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason I posted that I even posted the that spreadsheet was because of what was happening in Black Twitter about this one brand that was pretty much essentially like not following regulations. They were I would say deceiving their customers. And it just became like an issue. And when I was like looking into this brand even more, it's pretty much an indie brand. I was like, oh my God, this is pretty bad. You know, this is really bad, which is like why I was pretty much emphasizing, you know, don't start a business if you're not going to take the appropriate steps or like not follow regulations and whatnot. Like, it's really like a waste, you know, especially if you're going to be putting your consumers, putting their skin at risk.
Yeah. And I appreciated that post too, when you were speaking about it, because it is, you know, another thing that, in the community, because our community is so small, it was a part of our discussion where, you know, I was speaking to my clients and my formulator saying, you know, this is why we offer certain resources and this is why it takes a little bit longer. Everything that you said in that post was actually absolutely accurate. It takes a little bit more money of investment and a little bit more time, but in the long run, you have a very successful launch and you don't have to worry about things like this. I think you sharing that Excel sheet was an amazing resource for not just myself who contracts it, but like anyone who wants to be part to create a new product, and using as a true example of like, hey, you could be a well-known indie beauty brand and still get called out if you didn't do it right.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was a very, like, that was a time where I think that we were all very involved and all chatting. Like, I know that I was reaching out to my chemist friends and my formulation friends, and we were discussing this very much in depth. So when your post came around, it was like, oh, great, cool. This is a great resource. We should definitely start, you know, promoting these folks, especially since, you know, some of them on your Excel sheet just opened up huge labs with every resource, including yeah. microbe testing, which is like awesome. So yeah, I think that you provided an amazing resource. So this, you did this post, it was well received by most everyone.
Yeah. And I was kind of just like, at first I was like, here she goes again. I was like, here we go. Like, you know, here she is like inserting herself once again. And it was kind of just like, I had to do a double take when I saw her comment. I was like, no experience. There's no experience that is like different than being in, and she emphasized in the industry. And I was like, what is she trying to say? Like,
yeah,
is she trying to say I'm not in the industry? Because I literally, like, I work in a lab right now.
Like, I'm so testing kinda, you from the lab. Yeah.
literally. Yeah. And I was kind of just like, and I told her, I was like, okay, I work in the industry, but, you know, I'll reach out if I need to. Thanks.
Yeah. I think you handled that very gracefully. I think you did a really good job of responding to her, because it was, I keep describing it as like, her comments are completely unsolicited. Unfortunately, we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, but unfortunately in this industry, you know, there's the senior chemists and then there's the chem ones and the chem twos. Like, it's a very specific line between seniority and kind of like, you know, a lab bench chemist and like paying your dues. And unfortunately, our industry it's still structured by the seniority system and not the qualifications. So like, some younger chemists come in with far more tangible experience and understanding for the industry, because it's evolving and growing and we have more access readily available to technology. And I feel like we come into a space, and I'm speaking from my personal experience, I'm coming into an R&D lab and I start as a lab bench chemist, but the information that I have to provide is that could supersede my senior chemist. But sharing that information and having someone on the other end respect you for that information or respect your qualifications is much harder because of the structure we have.
Mm-hmm.
Senior chemists, not to say like they are all this way, but I think that they're used to, you know, unfortunately, in order to be a senior chemist, you have had to have been in that industry, in that specific category for a very long time, in that specific company for a very long time, mostly compounding and creating the same thing. While some of us, and I speak for myself, is, you know, I've bounced around from skincare, personal care, hair care, color cosmetics, and even household goods. And so, like, I've learned how to work with different formulas and be on top of what's happening in the industry, versus like a senior chemist has been pretty structured in what they do at their job almost all the time.
Yeah.
But like getting that due respect is really, really tough because of the old heads, you know, like they just, they don't want to hear it. They don't, there's no reason for, like, there's a senior chemist. There's no reason for you to intersect. You know, you only really add feedback when it's, you know, when it's requested.
And yeah, you kind when of it's just, requested.
Yeah. And then you just kind of sit there as a lab rat and, you know, you just pay your dues and you wait to the day that you're a senior chemist. But that structure is changing now. Very much like the women that you added onto that list. They decided to do their own thing. They are not going to work in, you know, they're not going to be lab rats for 30 years to become a senior chemist in a corporate setting. They are going to start their own R&D lab and, you know, do their own formulation. And I think that that is what that this person may have taken the wrong way of, like, who do they think they are, just doing it independently without, like, the, you know, without being quote unquote in the industry or having the quote unquote qualifications. And unfortunately, that's just the way our industry is set up still, is that there's a very clear ladder of seniority. And I think that given, sorry, that's where this person placed themselves, given where they are in this industry, they see themselves as like this very high position with so much, you know, information to share and authority to share, which is why she may or may be intersecting herself in all of your conversations of like, well, that's a great point, Esther, but however, but that was, no one asked you for that. Like, no one
exactly
asked you
that input. What I'm trying to say is, like, you have your own platform to share your information.
Yeah.
You have your own platform to share your information. I have mine. I do my own thing. You do your own thing. It's kind of just like, you do not need to prove your knowledge, prove that you know what you're doing by entering yourself into my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what really gets to me about her continually inserting herself. It was kind of just like, you have your own platform. Maybe I, you know, maybe I am like more quote unquote popular on my platform, maybe because I break down things in a digestible way compared to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of just like, why don't you focus on, you know, pushing on your own content and your own style, and I'll do it my way. You know what I mean? I just don't, I don't understand, like, why this has to be like, I guess like a competition, or where one has to prove that they're more knowledgeable than the other when everybody just wants to learn. You know what I mean?
This person doesn't really follow a ton of people. It's kind of surprising that this person was even responding to your posts in that way. I just feel like the position that this person has in our industry, they're providing education, they're providing information. Like, I'm quite surprised that this person is like intersecting themselves in posts like yours that are just providing more information, just in a different way for a different platform, for a different set of folks. So I'm just kind of surprised that this person has been involved in your, like, has been doing this with every post that you do. It's kind of surprising. I'm like, why?
Yeah. And like, what's interesting too is because if you were to go to their profile, mm-hmm. you'd see that they pretty much just share articles. That's what they pretty much do. Like, you know, for me, I would sometimes write threads or retweet other people's stuff or quote people's stuff. Like, I'm pretty interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm necessarily like a content creator, because at this point I kind of just like tweet when I feel like it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of just, I don't really just share articles or anything like that. I would say I'm more, I guess, like engaging than the other person. So it's kind of just like, clearly there's a difference between how we approach, I guess, like sharing content. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It was kind of just like, I still don't understand. I still don't get like what happened that day. It still doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, it's shocking that this happened, but seeing the thread and the response from this person, and the fact that this person like wouldn't necessarily back down and kind of realize like, oh crap, I messed up. Like, I should just take the L and, you know, apologize.
Yeah.
You know, this person could have easily taken this time to turn it around and promote you as a resource, saying like, wow, look, As part of the cosmetic science community and industry, the Melanin Chemist is promoting other women of color in our industry. Since this person claims to be such a promoter of women in our industry and our women in our space, she could have easily taken this time to be like, oh, wow, guys, look at this amazing list of other folks doing what we do. And like, you know, the Melanin Chemist did a great job of like highlighting 5 or 6 other women that do this as well. She could have easily turned that tune around at yeah. any point.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this person decided to like stay in that position when the entire community, I feel like at least 50, 60 people are telling you, hey, not sure how you meant this, but like it was ill received. Can you please like, you know, maybe apologize? I mean, how, I want to ask you really quickly, like, how did you interpret that response? Because I know how I interpreted it and I don't want to like put words in your mouth.
I mean, I was offended. I was kind of just like, is she implying that I don't work in the industry? Because mm-hmm. I was kind of just like, you know, I never paraded myself as like a senior chemist or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I just had no idea what she was implying, which is like why I talked to Star about it. I was like, you see this? I was like, do you see this? Because I know I'm not tripping. I was like, but I think what really like triggered me was when she was like, what have you worked for?
Yeah, or, that's the part that literally took me out. Like
that, like, I was so like,
or what company do you work for? And I was just like, why? Why does that matter? Do you ask anyone else what their qualifications are? Like, why is this? Why does this matter?
Yeah, at first I replied. So at first I replied, but I deleted it. So I was like, okay, I'm working in contract manufacturing right now. But mm-hmm. then I was like, why the hell am I even, you know, trying to tell her who I work? I mean, not that I really told her what company I was working for.
Yeah,
I was like, why am I trying to prove myself? Like, why do I need to prove myself? You know, if I'm telling you I work mm-hmm. in the industry, you take my word for it, because I wouldn't lie. You know, I wouldn't lie about something like that.
I shouldn't have to explain myself. And I think that's what took me completely, like, that's what made me really upset that day, because I've been in so many settings, whether it's like a corporate setting in a creative meeting or with the president of the company or my R&D lead, where I've had to justify my understanding for like, okay, why did you swap this out? Why did you do this? I understand having to explain myself, but there's a very clear tone when someone is basically saying to you like, well, what makes you think you have the qualifications to say that?
Yeah. And
even if this person turned around and said like, oh no, I just wanted to know where they work. No. It's very clear that you're putting an authority on them and saying like, well, what makes you think you know better? And that's what I think a lot of your followers, including myself, reacted to, where it's like, well, why are you minimizing this person's qualifications without even knowing what she, you know, like the fact that this person was so quick to be like, well, what do you know? Also in a public platform, I think that what I found most shocking about everything that happened to you was that this person had a lot of gall to do it publicly. Like it's one of those things that like you can think, but the fact that this person felt comfortable enough to do it publicly, and that's the part that I realized, like, oh wow, you really don't care about the community you claim to represent in cosmetic science. So yeah, I think that I had the same response that you did. And I think that's when a lot of your followers were like, hold up, like, please stop. You're change your tone. You need to apologize. You're saying you need to stop tweeting, basically stop tweeting.
Yeah. And I think what was really funny about all this is that like everything she said had nothing to do with my original tweet about, about businesses, you know, skirting around regulations and to not invest in a brand if you're not, like, to not start a brand if you're not gonna, you know, do the appropriate work. And what she said had nothing to do with my original tweet. Like, I just can't. I really can't.
We'll talk about this a little bit less, because I feel like it does come from a place of like, are you kidding me? But I think that's back to my point earlier. I think that this person was responding to your list, not your tweet of information, like your resource of information. It was clear that this person was responding to the fact of like, well, what makes them qualified? And that's how I read it the first time, and I was like, no, that's not what she said. Can't be what she said. But then the second time I read it, I'm like, well, now it sounds even worse, because then you're saying like, well, they're not qualified enough, even though some of the folks on your list have multiple degrees. And if she, you know, took a minute to like even look at the list, she would know that some of the people on that list are well overqualified to have their own jobs and well overqualified to do R&D. So that just made it even worse. So now you're not only just questioning, but now you're insulting. And so like, it just kept getting worse in my own head about it. She wasn't even responding to the information that you were sharing, which was like, hey guys, if ever you're starting a brand, if ever you, you know, you're thinking of doing something in beauty, the correct first step is to find someone in R&D to work with. And as an educator in our space, I would have been like, awesome list. Absolutely love it. Yes, all excellent points. Let me share this group of folks who are probably part of the cosmetic science, the and I know these women. Let me promote them. That would have been my personal response. So seeing this person's response and then the fact that this person would not back down, like kind of like rose hell in me, where I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like the fact that like some of the people on your list are so qualified. That's what took me out. I was like, you didn't even read the list if you're saying, if you're asking for people's qualifications. Like you clearly, there's something underlying that has nothing to do with like the people on this list and even the one who shared it, and far more to do with the authority this person thinks they have in our industry to like say, well, you're worthy and you're not worthy. Yeah. The other thing I found really interesting was the response to your thread. Like the fact that other folks in our community from different lanes in our community having similar, if not worse experiences with this person. Is that surprising to you? Or is that something you're like, well, of course she does it to everybody.
Well, one of them I knew about. So one of them is like a really, I don't know if to say names. I mean, I'll say it, but you can put it up. So it was, so I talked to actively. I talked to Michelle. And I talked to Lily Kemi. We have a group chat, so we talk almost, we talk pretty much every week. And so Jen was the first one to bring it up, if I'm not mistaken, about her experiences. So she didn't, so she didn't want anybody to like to tell to speak about. But I really found I found out about months ago.
Yeah,
I found out about a month ago, and I was really shocked. I was like, oh my god, I've looked up to her so much. You know, she's so knowledgeable. And when told me, you know, she that was bullying her, I was like, what the hell? And then I know even brought up more experiences with bullying friends, or I don't know if I'm saying her name right, and Miss. And I was kind of just like, what? I even looked at the tweets on Twitter. I was like, holy crap. I mean, I couldn't go back that far because some of them were like years old. But I was like, oh my god, like this is crazy. I didn't like ignore what they were saying, but I kept it at the back of my head. But I was kind of just like, interesting, you know what I mean? Because I mean, as a, at the time when telling me about it, I didn't see actively, you know, talking to people that way. But I didn't, I did tell them, you know, I do see her inserting herself into my tweets a lot, but I didn't like, it wasn't bothering me that much at the time. And then this happened. I was like, oh, here we, like, I was like, here we go, like, you know. Now it happened to me. So it's like I kind of knew about it, but not, not kind of. I knew about it slightly, but I didn't know about how many people, you know,
That it happened to. It's funny that this person, like, platform of choice is Twitter, because I haven't, like, I only know of because of I'm part of the, I know of her as like a an educational resource. But I didn't know her in like a, I feel like Twitter is like a little bit more intimate setting where like someone can interact with you. So I was shocked to see this come up at all, because I was just, like I said, I was a fan of yours. And so when you started reposting about it, I'm like, how is it possible? So like our community can be so small, and yet this person is clearly harassing like a very large part of the community on Twitter. Like there aren't many cosmetic chemists in the nation.
Yeah.
There's like our, we can, you can fit us all in one convention center. So like if one person who is really high up is essentially like bullying folks online, I'm shocked that this hasn't been addressed before. Like
exactly,
it kind of takes away anything I've ever learned from this person. And, you know, I'm going to, I can't, I'm going to have to take everything that she's ever said, but through a grain of salt, because a lot of only to see that, you know, she's done this to so many people in our very limited space of cosmetic chemists. And the thing is that, like, if you mess with 10 cosmetic chemists, that's like a lot of us. That's a lot. Like, there aren't many of us. I hate that our industry has beef. That's the thing. Like, how is it that we have enough issues? I think, like, that if anything, we should be promoting, like I said, she should just be promoting people of color and women of color in our space. She should be promoting and lifting up everyone who's doing their own R&D and independent formulation development. Like, she had an opportunity to promote all of these things and yet chose to do the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. I think that you handled it really well until you couldn't anymore. So your parents raised you real nice, like real well, because I wouldn't have been so kind at all. Luckily you had like a nice community of folks, like, you know, defending you and backing you up. How do you feel, like, have you received an apology from this person? How do you feel now, given that it's been like, you know, it's been about a week or so?
So, no, I didn't get an apology from her. I mean, I know there was like some tweet where she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't intend for, yeah, that wasn't really like an apology.
That was not an apology.
Yes. Yeah. That, no, so I haven't received a formal apology. I softboxed her, but then she followed me again on Twitter. But then she went private, even though she said she was going to delete her account.
I did read that, yes.
And then what else happened?
I half expected send some sort of formal email by now. Like, I truly thought that last week, figured that by Friday or Monday, we would have had like an email blast from the thing, like, you know, this person has, you know, this person's actions, we don't agree with them. Like, clearly this person has been demoted. Like, that's what I expected, especially after like at least 6 or 7 tweets where people were like, she did this to me too. Actually, she was meaner to me than she was to, you know, Esther. I'm surprised that's what I think I'm surprised with. And I honestly, it's making me decide that, okay, next year, I don't need to be part of this. It's not something I need to be spending money on. Because it obviously doesn't align with my own views. So I'm shocked that they didn't do that through this. And like, you know, I understand the educational portion, like they try to kind of clean their hands of certain things, but like, he should have addressed this like really like the day after.
Yeah. And it's like part of me wanted to like send, so I collected the receipts, like my receipts and other people's receipts, and I want to send it so bad, but then I was like, I don't want to get blackballed. Like, that was like the only thing in the top of my head. I was like, I don't want to get blackballed if I send that email.
Yeah.
And I didn't send it. I still really want to send it, but it seems like some people did email, you know, the advisory board. So maybe, you know, who knows what will happen. But
yeah,
I didn't receive anything from her. I mean, I don't really care to, because I know who I am. I know who I am. I don't need to prove myself to anybody. You know, I'm doing my own thing, and I feel great. You know, I had so much support. Not that it was unexpected. Actually, the amount of support was unexpected. I know people like ride for me, but I didn't realize how many people ride for me, like, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, and girl. We love your content and we stand by you. Like, when, honestly, that happened in under 15 minutes and people, like, we were already kind of having separate side chats of like, did you see this? Like, have you heard about this? So you do have a really great community. And I think that's what this person lacks as well, is like, this person has put themselves on an island. And so like, if you think you're better than everybody, then when you mistreat the folks around you, and because our community is so small, we're going to stand by someone who you've offended. So that's what this person saw. And I'm sorry that he hasn't reached out to you at the very least to apologize. I think that that's what I expect. I completely understand why you would be hesitant to even share, because it is such a small community. You don't want to be known as the person that fucked with, you know, you don't want to be the person that's like, well, did you see what she does? Because it can ruin almost everything. Like, our community is just too small for that. So I completely
understand. This is like another day of being a person of color.
Yeah.
How it is.
And I'm sorry that you have this experience, because I feel like every one of us have had this experience, but you had to deal with it publicly. So that's something that's like really frustrating. And I'm sorry that you had to, you know, deal with that. Luckily, you know, you had your community and your little wranglers, so you weren't by yourself, but it is really shitty. And I hope that, you know, have you spoken to your colleagues or your boss about this experience? Like, who,
Oh God. Okay. Let me tell you. So my current company, I'm the only Black person there. Mm-hmm. And my lab, specifically my lab team, mm-hmm. it's all white men. So it's he's like the lab manager,
sorry,
white. The other chemist, white. And these are like older white men. Mm-hmm. And then we have he's a head of regulatory, white. We have another, a head of product development. She's a white woman, white. Like, everybody's white. It's just, it's a lot, okay?
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
No, my work environment, it's way healthier than my previous job. And, you know, I kind of feel like I can pretty much tell my lab manager pretty much anything. Awesome. Not anything, but, like, you know, almost anything.
Definitely so more comfortable.
Yeah. So this situation was happening when I was at work. And I went on my lunch. I came back, you know, because I was about to cry. Because everything was just, like, it was so much.
Yeah,
so I didn't explain to my manager, you know, everything that happened, but I was pretty much asking him, do you know this? And he was like, yeah, I think I met her like once. And I was trying to explain to her how she was trying to appear like more superior and like my frustrations. And I was also explaining, you know, what my original tweet was about, you know, about an indie brand, mm-hmm. skirting around relations. And all he said at the end was, yeah, that brand should have used preservatives. What? Sir, I am here talking to you about this. Like, what the
one thing I can say about everything that's happened and every chemist I've talked to about it, it's like, I'm not surprised, unfortunately. Like, I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
What I am surprised about is how public and how, like, adamant this person is. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, the response from your manager, it's just like, well, you know, well, that stinks, but it's part of, like, the weird paying your dues thing that we have to deal with. And, like,
yeah,
you know, only, I feel like only people who have experienced it or heard the same words can understand how you are feeling at that point to an extent. But, like, clearly your manager has never had to really deal with someone chastising you publicly on Twitter. So his response wasn't coming from a place of like, oh, wow, yeah, I feel you, I hear you. So luckily you had people on the internet that could wrangle with you. But I'm sorry that you had to deal with that. I mean, being like the only woman in a space,
yes,
but then also like being seriously. The only woman of color, and then also being the only person with hurt feelings. Because, you know, I find that my male counterparts, they just like, they don't get their feelings hurt because no one is attacking them ever.
Exactly, yep.
Like, they kind of just get taken for their word, even though sometimes it's very clearly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, there's those moments in those meetings where you're like, I'll talk to you when we get back to the lab bench, mm-hmm. because that's not right. So that was your direct manager who you've been able to confide in the past.
Yeah, but not really about race. I don't really talk to him about race or anything like that. And I didn't even specify to him about, like, the complexity of race when it comes to like to a situation like that. Mm-hmm. He's a white guy from like Wisconsin. Like, what the hell is he, like, you know what I mean? Like, like, what the hell is he gonna have to say, you know what I'm saying? But it was really just the me trying to explain the problem with like appearing superior to others. That was mm-hmm. the thing. And all I had to say was, yeah, that brand should have used preserve. I can't. And it's really the struggle of, like, you know, being, like you said, being the only person of color in a workplace.
Yeah.
But
it's frustrating, and I'm sorry. I mean, have you had other folks that you can, I mean, I hope this conversation sort of helped, but have you had other folks that you can like confide in and kind of chat with? I mean, I'm hoping that you can get over this, and I really hope that he does a good job of, like, I don't even know what I want from them. I honestly just want a formal apology and saying that can no longer be a sign of authority.
Yeah.
I want them to bring in someone that is a true representation of the entire cosmetic society and someone that people can feel comfortable sharing information with and can feel comfortable saying, like, this is an advocate for my community. How are you feeling now? And what is it that you think you need moving forward?
Well, now, I mean, I feel fine. You know what I mean? To me, it says more that I have like all the support than what one irrelevant person, you know, thinks mm-hmm. they know about me or is trying to impose the idea of who they think I am. Support means more than them, pretty much. And that's like why I'm fine. Like, you know, I know I have a lot to offer, and I'm going to continue doing, you know, what I love.
So I'm glad that you feel like you still have your community, and I appreciate you being so candid with me. Is there anything else that you want to share with folks? Any token of advice or lesson that you learned from this and how you're going to move forward?
I would say advice, really just like a comment. You deserve to be here, and fuck what people think. Excuse my language, but seriously, fuck what people think. No one should be telling you who you are, what they think that you are. You know, you have something to offer. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have something to offer. So just keep being yourself, because people are going to support you, you know, no matter what. Yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say. Just keep doing you.
Especially for young folks who may be listening, trying to find resources for information. Unfortunately, it's going to happen, but taking that approach that Esther mentioned, like, you are taking up space in this industry for a reason. You are more than qualified to be here, and there's no reason for you to feel like you need to justify it any further. You're working hard. You will have a lot of success in this industry despite and in spite of folks doubting you. I appreciate you being a part of the conversation. I have loved meeting you, and I honestly am still a huge fan. So thank you for the content, and I hope to have you on the podcast in the future. Do you want to let folks know where to follow you, and if you have a website, any other information that you would like to share?
Discord, like live chat with the EcoWell, the EcoWell Skin Chemi, and other people that are in the industry. It used to be Cosmetic Chemist Dish, but now they're trying to involve more people that are in the industry that aren't necessarily cosmetic chemists. Really just keep up with Jen. She's the one that makes the posts for when we do them, but it's always on Discord. Okay. So it might be on the weekends, but just follow the EcoWell, and you'll see when we have them. But yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty inconsistent with my posts, but it's the Melon Chemist, and then I'm on Twitter too. It's just Esther Olu, no dashes or anything like that.
The EcoWell is a great resource. I haven't spoken about it yet, but I think it's definitely a great discord for people who aren't part of the industry yet and are looking to learn a little bit more about where to fit into the industry and what other opportunities there are in different spaces of STEM in cosmetic science. So definitely try to tune into one of those conversations. So thank you again for being part of it. We will hopefully have another conversation soon, and it won't be nearly as traumatic. Maybe it'll be something a little bit more educational, more interesting. But thank you guys for being a part of it, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
Hey guys, so that was our special episode with Esther Olu, the Melanin Chemist. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Glam Chemist podcast. I appreciate you guys so much. I just wanted to thank you on behalf of all of us over here working on the podcast. We are now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. And Pocket Casts. So feel free to subscribe, comment, and like, and absolutely share our conversations. Any help to get us out there and get some more guests in here would be wonderful. You guys have been an amazing support system, and I hope you're enjoying the conversations.